Hello, and welcome to Hack Grunt to make your website awesome. This is a new video series from Microsoft Canada. My name is Rami Sayar. I'm a technical evangelist, and I'm here to show you how to build your Grunt script from scratch. So if you're wondering, okay, who am I? How can you reach me if I've got questions? Well, one of the best ways to do it is actually through Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Rami Sayar. You can see it on the screen right here. And I'm happy to answer any question that you might have, whether it's about web technologies, open source, HTML5, Grunt, Gulp, whatever it may be. I'm here to help you out with that. So if you're wondering, okay, well, where can I see all the files from today? One of the best ways to do that is to actually take a look at our GitHub page. You can see that right here. The link is github.com/sayar/hacking-grunt-video-series. Feel free to send some pull requests, send some issues if you need some clarification about different things. And that's pretty much where you'll find all the code today. Now, if you're wondering, okay, what is this Grunt thing and why should I pay attention to this guy on the camera? Well, basically, Grunt is a task runner. It lets you do a bunch of things to your website. So if you're a web developer, a web designer, a UX person, whoever you may be, and you're building something that is displayed on the web, you probably want to do a couple of tasks, and you might have some tasks that you're already doing that are sort of repetitive. And among those, it could be minifying your JavaScript, minifying your CSS, even compiling your JavaScript or your CSS if you're using another language, like TypeScript or Sass. And essentially, all of these tools and all of these tasks that you might be doing can be automated. So Grunt is really here to automate all that work, so you don't have to do it. So it lets you basically just focus on writing your code, and it will do all the work for you, and you'll end up with an end result that is actually fully ready to be deployed to the cloud or to the web, wherever you may be putting your website. So what are we going to do by the end of today? I'm going to actually show you a really quick sort of the end result that we've got here. Essentially, what we're doing is we've got this website, Hacking Grunt Videos, video series, and we've got this really cool animation. And essentially, this is what the end result of our Grunt file will look like. Okay, and I'll be walking you through all of this. And one of the really cool features about this Grunt file is that it will compile your Sass directly. So you don't have to worry about that. It will manage your Bower scripts and all of that wonderfulness. And one something that's really cool is the minute you make any change to your file and then you save, it'll actually be watching for those changes and compiling and do all the work and then refresh your page. So you don't even have to do that yourself. You can just literally just write the code and you'll see it reflected in your browser. So the first step that we're gonna do today is actually create a Grunt file. I've got a sample project right here. The entire website is contained in this folder called app. Okay, we've got our main.js file in there, we've got an index file, and then some Sass files. Taking a look at this, very straightforward. We've got our sort of a little note here that says, hey, to compile your Sass file, you can use these commands. We're going to make it so that we don't even have to do that anymore with Grunt. We've got some Bower components, and we've also got a lot of Bower components and a JavaScript file. Fairly straightforward. This could be applied to any type of website. We just got a really simple one here today just to get our point across and build this Grunt script really quickly together. So to create a Grunt file, you're going to want to do a gruntfile.js. Now, something I didn't mention, if you haven't already installed Grunt, now is probably a really good time to do that. And the easiest way to do that is to actually just do npm install -g grunt CLI. And this will install the command line tools for Grunt globally, so it's available in all of your projects. If you don't know what npm is, I highly suggest you take a look at an introductory video about Node.js, where we'll explain what npm is. But for now, I'm assuming that you already know what it is. And then once you do that command, it'll actually install. I've already got it installed, so I don't need to do that. But what I'm going to do is flip back to my project. I added my Grunt file. And a basic Grunt file will look like this. It's going to have three components. First, you're going to have a module.exports equal function Grunt. This variable is going to come in really handy because this is a variable that you're going to use to initialize the configuration of your Grunt file, load the tasks that you want to run, maybe register some tasks at the end. We've got essentially the first part here, which is the configuration. So Grunt requires you to write a lot of configuration to actually tell the tasks what they need to do, where to get the files from, where they should output the files, and all that wonderful stuff. We've got a second part here that's all about loading the actual tasks. So every individual task will be in its own NPM module. Okay, so here I have an example of the copy task. It's going to be in the grunt-contrib-copy module. And finally, we're going to register the tasks and tell them in what order they need to do things, what they need to do, and all of that wonderful stuff. So here I've already got it set up to copy things. And you'll notice that this copy task, what it'll do is for the target build, and you can name this anything that you want. It doesn't have to be build. It could be like step one, step two, whatever you need. I'm going to take the source files from app, so all of this, all of these files, and I'm going to straight up copy them to build, which is a new folder. This build folder is where we're going to put all the end result of our grunt script. So you'll see me refer to this folder quite a bit. And then if I run this task, if I go straight into my command line right here, and I press grunt, and I type in grunt in my project folder, it's going to run that task. Okay, and that's because the default task is set to just copy. That's what we did right here. Okay, and it copied to build. And if you want to see it a little better, a little more clearly, you'll see that we have our build folder right there. If I go right click and delete that, okay, move it to the recycling bin, it's gone. And I go ahead and run that same grunt script again. And I go back, now it's back here. Awesome. So if you're wondering, well, how did I actually load this plugin? The way that you want to do that is by going npm install --save --dev --grunt-contrib-copy. This will save it to a local package.json, which can contain all the dependencies. And by specifying the save-dev, what we're doing is we're saying this is a dev dependency. So in a production environment, it won't go ahead and install all your grunt tasks for you. That way we can minimize the amount of dependencies that we have. So the next part, what we're going to do is we're actually going to create a clean task. And this is going to be really simple. So the way that it works in most grunt sort of workflows as you're building this grunt script, the first thing you're probably going to want to do is actually install the task. And to do that, you're going to type in npm install save-dev clean. I've already got it installed, so I don't need to do that. But you can just press enter and have it installed. And you're going to want to go back to your grunt file once that's ready. The first thing you're going to want to do is maybe create the configuration. So here we are, creating the clean task. And what I've done here is I've added the clean key. And the clean object, the clean task, I mean, lets us actually specify the folders that we want to clean, and what we'll do is we'll just delete them. So that's the first thing that I did right there. I just said, hey, every time we call clean, delete the sort of end result, the build file folder. Next thing we're going to want to do is load that npm task. Now you'll see this is getting repetitive, and I'm going to show you a quick way so that you no longer have to add these, and this load list of load tasks could end up being quite lengthy if you don't use the next plugin I'm going to show you. And you're going to want to keep doing that every single time. It's going to be a little bit annoying, so that's okay. What we've done here is we've added the task. Now you'll notice I'm not going to actually register the task in the default task. what I'm actually going to do is straight up call grunt clean. Now this is something that you could do with any task, so including the copy task that we had. And this, what this is going to do is, the meantime running, it's actually going to delete the folder that I created. So if we take a look back here, it's gone. So that's the clean task. That's it. Took less than a minute to get it up and running. The next task that I want to show you is actually the timing task. And this is really handy because you'll be able to see how long things take to execute. And the way it works is quite simple. We're going to go back all the way to the top of our grunt file, add this require right here, time grunt. Now you notice this has a different nomenclature than the other plugins that we've been using, and that's because this plugin is not maintained by the core developers of grunt. All the core developers, the plugins that they maintain have a grunt-contrib sort of nomenclature. Other plugins don't. And this one is named time-grunt, And of course, you're going to want to install it as well. So don't forget to do this part right here. There we go. If I go back and I've added this here, that's the only thing I need to do. And I go back and I actually execute this file, this grunt task. You'll notice we now have the execution time listed right there. It seems like loading the task takes actually the most amount of time, and copying takes less time than actually loading the copy task, which is pretty funny. Now, of course, seeing that loading tasks actually take quite a bit of time, what we're going to do is, first of all, want to minimize the amount of time we have to write load npm tasks. It's sort of annoying to keep having to do that. And two, we might want to just load the plugins that we actually need. We could have workflows, several tasks that are executing in an order that might not be using all the tasks that are in our grunt script. So there's no reason to load everything at once. We can load them just in time. And in fact, that's what the plugin is called, justintime-grunt. You're going to want to go ahead and npm install that as well. But we're going to use JIT-grunt. Okay, if you press enter, you'll actually get that installed locally. We can go back to our grunt file and actually require it the same way we did with our time grunt and pass in the grunt variable. And what that's going to do is the next time we go ahead and run this grunt file, you'll notice that loading tasks here is actually going to be done just in time. So if I go ahead and add something to my default task screen just to show you multiple tasks, maybe I want it to clean before it copies in case there's no remaining artifacts. You'll see here we got all loading tasks, clean, and then copy build. So the next thing that I want to do to this grunt script is actually add in this feature called this plugin called WireDepth. Now you'll notice in my index.html file I'm using Bower. So if you've never heard of Bower, Bower is a package manager for front-end scripts. So I'm loading Modernizer here. I'm loading a bunch of JavaScript files at the bottom, and it's quite tedious to have to manually go through every single Bower component folder of my package and find out where the files are, because there's no standard that they follow, so it's a little annoying. But I know that these are all the dependencies that I want, so why don't I just have a task that wires them up all for me, so I don't need to do that work myself. And that's exactly what WireDepth does. So the first step is going to be wanting to actually install that plugin. You're going to go back to your command line, do an npm install save dev, okay, grunt-wiredepth. You'll notice the nomenclature here. This is not a plugin that was maintained by the main contrib guys. So if you do that and press enter, you'll actually get that installed. The next thing you're going to want to do is go back to your grunt file. So we're going to go right here. And we're going to add this wire dependencies task. You'll notice that the property, the first key value, the property name here, is always the name of the actual task. This is just the way that it works. So we're going to pass in the build target because we want to want the wire depths to work on build. And here I'm going to pass in the source files that I want this task to work on. And they're going to be quite simple. It's pretty much any file in the build folder that has an HTML. And the neat thing is that we also want to do it for any SAS files. All right, and there's a reason for that. It's because in your SAS files, you can also import things. And if you can import things from Bower components, you'll also want to make sure that you wire that up as well. So here we are. Let's see what that looks like. If you want to wire something or tell Bower to do something, what you're going to want to do is actually add in a comment that says, Bower, wire in all the SAS files. And then end Bower right there at the end. Okay, you can actually delete this. You no longer need it because it will the task will do that job for you. And in our index file, we're going to want to do the same thing up here. But you'll notice the comment is actually different. It's an HTML comment. And in this case, what we're going to type in is Bower CSS. We're going to end that comment as well with an end Bower. Okay, we no longer need this. I'm just going to straight up copy this because it's going to be the same format, same comment style. at the bottom, but instead of CSS, I'm going to type in JS and remove all of these scripts. So now that we've got all of that installed, what do you think is going to happen when we run WireDep? It's actually going to add in all those missing dependencies. So I'm going to add it to my default task right here. Okay, I'm going to call it grunt. It's running WireDep. All right. You'll notice that just-in-time plugin is actually loading things just when it needs them. If I go back into my build folder now and I check my index.html, well, look at that. We've got our Bower scripts inserted for us automatically. Isn't that magical? Pretty awesome. We don't have to worry about that anymore. The next thing that I want to do in this grunt script is basically clean things up a bit. So you'll notice that I've got all of these references to app and build. Well, there's a neat feature in grunt that lets me not have to worry about that and not have to worry about changing all of those in case I change my file path. And that's basically using this config variable. So I'm just going to add a var config, okay, at the top here, pass in app, tell it that the app source files are in the app folder, and then create this other build or release or whatever. You can actually change the path that you want all these outputted to. It could be release, it could be dist. Dist is very popular. I'm just using the build name just because I want to, but you can change it to anything that you want. So this will be sort of our release path where the end result is. Okay, and I'm going to want to add this to the configuration. So quite simply just do that. And now that all of this object is in our grunt init config, I can actually refer to it by using some of the templates in grunt. So I can do that by doing using this templating language that might look familiar to you, especially if you're a web developer who's using a front-end framework. And voila, now I can actually change what the folder is in one place and then have it fixed everywhere else. So I'm going to also want to change it there. Okay, and just to save myself from typing, I'm just going to replace this here and here. So now if I go back and I actually run this, it should still give me the same result. Still works, everything's good. One thing that I actually want to do here, and I forgot to mention, now that we've added the just-in-time script, we can remove all of this stuff here. That was the whole point of that just-in-time. I completely forgot to do that, but it's gone now. you'll notice that we didn't have the wire depth there in that load part, but it was still loaded because that's what the just-in-time grunt plugin does. Now I actually want to change things up a bit because if I'm building directly in my app folder, and if I try to open this in my browser, it actually won't work. It won't do anything because we don't have the Bower scripts installed. So what I want to do is actually tell Bower to, instead of wiring things up in the build, wire it up in the original source code. So I'm going to tell it, hey, this is where you're going to find your source, this is where you're going to output to, and then I'm going to do this wire dep operation before I copy things in. So now, if I run this grunt file again, it will do the wire dep first, and then it will copy, as you can see right there. If I go back into my original source code and I open my index.html, the Bower components are in there. Sweet. But they're also in the build folder. Awesome. Now, you'll notice that I have a SAS file. So the next thing I want to do is actually compile this import right here, into creating the CSS file. I had a comment up here in the index file saying that how to do this manually. I don't want to do that anymore. I want grunt to do that for me. So again, the pattern is quite similar. You're going to want to do an npm install. And in this case, the package is called grunt sass. Okay. I already have it installed, but you press enter. Once it's there, okay, we're gonna again go back to our build script, and we're gonna add the SAS portion here. I'm setting source map equal to true so that it will generate where the original CSS is. I'm going to tell it the build target is build. I'm going to say, hey, these are my files. Now, I'm going to use a special grunt syntax here. This is not the same as we've been doing it before. You'll notice it's actually changed. Okay. We're going to say expand equal true. Make sure we have our proper spacing. I'm going to give it the current working directory. Okay. And you notice it's going to have a different effect on the output. I'll show you that in a second. Let's just type these in. So what this is going to do is the minute I run grunt, it will take everything that's in, and of course it won't do anything because we need to add it right over here. The other thing we want it to do is actually change what we're copying, because we no longer need to copy the SAS files. Okay, so if we go back to our copy here, we no longer need to copy those, so we're actually going to change this syntax. We're going to use the new syntax that we saw, okay? And to do that, we're going to go like this. Now this is special syntax here just to tell you, hey, copy all of the HTML files, including files that are in other folders. That's what that syntax does. And we're going to also want to copy the JavaScript files. So now, once we've got our copy task updated, so no longer to copy the SAS, because that's our SAS task is actually going to straight out write them to the build folder. We don't need to copy them manually. The next time we run our grunt script, it's going to tell us something is wrong. And that's because we put these brackets that were unnecessary. Excellent. So now if we take a look in our build folder, you'll notice that we have our CSS compiled right here and no SAS file because we stopped copying them. But this is our compiled main.css file. So now, our next step is to actually add in a new feature that auto-prefixes our CSS. Now, this is a really handy feature. So if you're using Bootstrap and using the SAS version, Bootstrap recommends, like I am, Bootstrap recommends that you include the auto-prefixer plugin. And what this plugin will do is it'll add all the missing prefixes for your CSS files. So the way that we're going to do that is quite similar to what we've been doing in the past. We're going to npm install this plugin. We're going to save it. It's going to be grunt post CSS. You're going to want to press enter. And then we're going to go add that task to our build chain. Again, same process here. Now you'll notice here that I'm calling another require, and if you're familiar with Node, that means that we're loading a dependency, which means that we also need to install it. So we're gonna do that in a second. Now, the post CSS plugin also allows us to do a couple of other things and not just auto prefix our CSS. We can actually use CSS Nano, which can minify our CSS for us. So if we add that as well, okay. That's in our settings, and of course we have to give it a build target. So we're gonna say, hey, build, and here are our source files. Now you'll notice that I'm using the build path here, and that's because once we have our SAS files compiled, there's no need to move them around. We can just straight up modify them in the endpoint, the build folder right there. So I'm gonna say, hey, do this work. And before we forget, we're gonna do an npm install save dev of auto prefixer and CSS nano. You're gonna wanna press enter for that. Now that we have that installed, we're gonna go back here and then add our post CSS. And if we run this grunt script, it should compile and auto prefix our CSS for us. So if we do that, here we go. It's running our post CSS build. Boom. We go back and check the end result. It's now minified. Awesome. The next thing I want to add is an uglify task. What this is going to do is it'll compress our JavaScript for us so that we don't have to worry about these bigger files. Of course, we're going to want to do the same thing, npm install dash dash save dev. And in this case, it's going to be called grunt contrib uglify. So this is a contrib plugin. Once that's installed, you're going to add the configuration again. And in this case, we're going to call it uglify.js. And once we've got our uglify task completed, you'll notice I used the files expand notation and I added the source map in there. You're gonna wanna add that task right here. Now, because in our original copy task, we were passing in the JavaScript files as well, we actually don't need to do that because our task is straight out outputting them to the build folder. So we could remove this from there and then go ahead and type in grunt in our command line. And that's going to uglify our CSS. There we go. It says that one file was created. And if we go back into our scripts here, you'll notice it has been minified. All right. The next thing that we want to do is maybe minify the HTML itself. So as you know, HTML does take quite a bit of time to transfer across the network, especially if you're on a slow connection. So why don't we minify the HTML as well? To do that, we're going to do a very similar process. We're going to add that task. We're going to do that by first installing the grunt contrib HTML min task. You're going to want to press enter there. And then going back to our grunt file. Again, very similar right here. Now, we're gonna specify some specific options for this build, And one of those is going to be remove comments, because we don't need comments in our end result, and collapsing the white space, which is going to reduce the amount of space that our file takes. So by adding those things, we're going to go back and add in the files that we want it to apply to. Expand true, set the current working directory as our config dot app, and so once you've gone ahead and added all of those options, you're going to want to remove the copy and replace it with HTMLmin, because we are now actually copying everything, including the JavaScript, CSS, and the HTML. We're copying them through a task and outputting to the build folder. So if I go ahead and run grunt again, and we check out our end result, our HTML is now minified. Now here's the really interesting part. Now this part is pretty cool, because this is what really makes the grunt script very powerful. What we're gonna do is add a watch task. And what this does is, for every single file that you're saving, if there's a change, it's gonna run the task that we're gonna associate with those types of files. So if it's an HTML file, the watch task might wanna run the HTML minifier and put that in the build folder. If it's a SAS file, we might wanna compile it and then put it in the build folder. So we're gonna add the watch task, and to do that, we're gonna go back to our faithful command line here and do an npm install grunt contrib watch. Don't forget your save-dev. You wanna press enter there. And then we're gonna go back to our grunt file, and we're gonna add our watch params right here. And we're gonna give it a bunch of different settings here. Perhaps we wanna watch the styles folder. So to do that, we're gonna go files. Hey, anytime that something changes in our config.app that has styles anywhere, no matter how deep it is in our folder structure, that's what that does. And then if it's a CSS or a SAS file, no matter what the extension is, we're gonna wanna say, hey, run these tasks. And we're gonna run the SAS compiler and then the post CSS compiler. Isn't that awesome? Now I'm gonna do the same thing for the HTML and JavaScript, so you're gonna watch me type things in. This is gonna be sped forward. Now this last one is really interesting. This is for Bower. So anytime that our one single file, our bower.json changes, we're gonna wanna run wire-dep, and that's gonna add in the missing dependencies into our HTML. And voila, we've added the watch task. Now, if we run this, it's actually not going to run the watch task, and that's for a reason. First, we want to build, okay? And then we're going to go back and modify the task that we have here so that the default is now actually going to be replaced with build, okay? So whenever we say grunt build, run all of these tasks, and then we're going to add a new register task here. I'm gonna call it watch, okay? And what the watch will do is, first it will clean, then it will build, and then it will watch. So we actually made a mistake there. We actually wanted to call it the default. Okay. And now we're going to go grunt. So we'll clean. It's going to build and now watch. So now if I move this to the side and put this on the corner here, if I go ahead in my index.app and I change something, let's say I want to add hello, and I save, you'll notice that the file app-index.html changed. It's going to run the associated tasks, and that's going to output directly into our wonderful, awesome HTML file. So you'll notice that right here, it actually ran HTML min, minified one file, done without errors. Wonderful. And we can do this with our SAS, CSS, JavaScript. As soon as that we modify a file, this watch task will actually do the task for us right away. And you can keep this running in the background as you're working throughout your project, and you'll have an end result that's actually the actual end result. And you can even keep a track if there's any errors as you're running this watch task. Now, to make this even better, to have it actually sync with our browser, so not only compile things automatically, but also sync the browser with our current compiled version, we're going to add another plugin called Browser Sync. And this is the last plugin that we're going to add today. What this plugin is going to do is sync with the browser, quite as its name suggests. Apologies right here, trying to open this. And we're just going to close this task, the watch task, because it keeps running forever. We're going to do an npm install save-dev browser sync, assuming that I did not spell it wrong, if I didn't. And I go back to my main file right here. And what we're going to do is go into our grunt file, add in that browser sync. It's a capital S there. It actually got me the first time I was doing this. Tap in the build target. And here we're going to add all the files that we want Browser Sync to refresh and think about and sort of track. Now we're gonna want to add the options here. We're gonna say, hey, this is actually a watch task, so just telling Browser Sync not to do a couple of things. That way, it will work with our watch task. And then we're gonna add in the server options here, just to tell the server what to do. We're gonna say the base directory is actually our config. So the nice thing about Browser Sync is that it does come with a server, so you're able to send your HTML, JavaScript, CSS files as if you're running it from an actual server, which is awesome. And you can even add some custom routes to your server. This is what I'm doing here with components. Just telling it where to find this Bower components folder. And the next thing I'm going to want to do is go down here into our clean build watch. But before the watch, I'm going to add a browser sync. Careful not to misspell it. Save that. Go into our grunt. And what it's going to do is going to pop up a browser for me the minute it hits the browser sync task. Awesome. It says connected to Browser Sync. If I move this to the side and then I open up my grunt file, all right, this is going to have the same effect that we had on the other folder, okay, earlier in the video. Go into the index.html. So what we're going to do here is we're going to actually try this out. Make sure this is refreshed. It's connected to Browser Sync. What I'm going to do is I'm going to change the main SAS file right here. Make this white. In theory, this will run the SAS compiler. So now that we've added Browser Sync, we should be able to get the end result. So every single time that we might save a file, we'll actually get the thing refreshed directly in our browser, which is pretty awesome. Now, if you want to see the end result yourself, you want to download these files, you can go straight to our Grunt, you can go straight to our GitHub page, okay, and that's what you'll see right here. That's the URL, sayar/hacking-grunt-video-series, and you'll see the resulting Grunt file that does all the wonderful work for you right in here. You'll be able to change these settings or just straight up apply it to your project, assuming that you have, maybe you might need to change a couple of paths here and there in the Grunt file, but it should be able to work for your project. And just to get a reminder what this, what we accomplished in this video, this Grunt file lets us compile our SAS, add auto prefixing, minify the CSS, minify the JavaScript, even minify the HTML. And then the end result is that all of this is done with using a watch task as well that will do all of these tasks every time that we save a file and even synchronize with our browser. So of course, there's a wonderful set of MVAs that you might want to watch, including on Node.js and NPM if you were confused by all of this tooling that we use today. This is a great MVA for you to watch. You'll see the links on the screen. And hopefully you'll stay tuned for our next video series, which is probably going to be happening in the next couple of months, possibly on Grunt on or depending on Wirepack. If you want to vote for either one of them, feel free to tweet at me at ramysayer.com and tell me which one you'd like to see. That's my Twitter handle right there. And thank you so much for listening.